Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Brian Reynolds requesting a trade from the Pittsburgh Pirates. And when we want to talk Pirates, when we want to talk to the guy who broke the news for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, of course, we talk to our buddy Jason Mackey of the PG. Jason, thanks for taking some time. I'm sure it's a very busy Saturday afternoon for you after breaking this news. Thanks for taking some time and jumping on the show.
Of course, man. I'd love to. It's been a little bit nuts here. I will try to speak as coherently as possible, but I always love coming on with you, Cale. Hope you're having a good one.
We are. So let's start from the beginning of this. You broke the news about an hour ago in the PG. How have we reached this point between the Pirates and Brian Reynolds? What was the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back that led to Reynolds and his camp looking to seek a trade?
Yeah, I mean, maybe the winter meetings you could describe as sort of the flashpoint. I don't know if there was one straw that broke the camel's back, unless you could maybe say this. And what I'm going to start with a little context, but get to what makes sense. I mean, they've talked about contracts before. They've done it for a couple of years. Those offers never got serious on either side. I don't think the Pirates ever put something in front of Reynolds where he was moved, and I don't think anything that Reynolds' side presented was, you know, taken too much to heart by the Pirates. And I think the Reynolds camp probably got tired of that and said, like, enough is enough. You've got a couple of years of club control remaining. They're probably well aware that the outfield market is somewhat thin. I mean, I don't know if I'd call it fully thin, but Reynolds is obviously going to have a lot of suitors at the winter meetings and said, like, you know, now's it. And they don't feel like anything is going to get done in Pittsburgh. And I would probably agree with them. I think the Pirates' ploy or the way they're doing business is to just kind of go year to year and pay the ARB, pay, you know, whatever they have to pay to keep them around, but to not actually do a long-term contract extension. And so, you know, you kind of pull the cord, you create this, and you almost dare the Pirates to say, are you going to keep an unhappy player on your roster? I don't know. And I don't know if they'll be able to, but that's my sense of the context on this.
And that's the thing, too, especially you mentioned there with the 3 years of team control. And I think the biggest question on everyone's mind is, okay, it's one thing to request a trade, to have a disgruntled player on your roster, but the Pirates don't have to trade Brian Reynolds. Do you think that that's something that's going to come down the pipe here, or do you think that they are going to say, listen, you're under contract with us, we're going to let you hang out here? Do you think that a trade is imminent, or a trade is a real possibility at this point as things stand right now?
I do think a trade is a possibility at this point, Cal. I'm not saying that the Pirates are going to go to the winter meetings looking to shop Brian Reynolds, but I don't know how you could possibly have the same look on this now as you might have had a week ago before he requested a trade. You know, and like Brian Reynolds, the person, he's not going to show up and, you know, act like a pain or be an obstructionist or anything like that. But I mean, are you really going to ask your best and most important player to be in a place that he's not, doesn't really want to be for multiple years to chase your goal when, I mean, you could prop up an argument that says it makes sense for them to trade him baseball wise. I don't like it. I'd rather see them extend it. But what I mean by that is you can get a metric crap ton of assets in terms of prospects and players for Reynolds if you just deal them. And, like, I think the Pirates, looking at their team-building strategy, are probably going to be like, yeah, it makes sense. Okay, give us a major league-ready outfielder. You know, get us some pitching. Get a couple more guys. We don't have to pay Reynolds. Maybe we take what we were going to pay him, use it somewhere. Like, there's ways to do this that, like, if I have the bit of information that Brian Reynolds wants traded, I can go think about my team building strategy differently. So they put out their statement, and that's good leverage, and they could certainly hold themselves to that. But from a personal side of it, I have a tough time seeing them being that resolute for the next couple of years.
I think the key word there, and we're joined by Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette. He broke the news that Brian Reynolds has requested a trade from the Pirates. I think the key phrase there, Jason, is leverage. And, you know, we talked about this multiple times over the summer when Reynolds' name was being thrown around, you know, connection to the Yankees, the Padres, about, oh, should the Pirates trade Brian Reynolds? And I look at the word leverage right now, and I think the leverage can't be what it was during the season, right? We're not playing baseball right now. There's no one in the immediate sense that is in a title chase right now like those teams were at the time. And, of course, hindsight is 20/20, but you got to think that, you know, if you look back, the Pirates would have had significantly more leverage than they do right now when baseball is not being played, middle of the offseason, and now, you know, publicly the cat is out of the bag that Reynolds wants to be out of town.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I said at the beginning, like, the flashpoint is the winter meeting. Like, you're going to go there and talk about stuff. It's going to, like, it doesn't do Reynolds' camp any good to have this out, you know, you don't want this to break in January is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like the conversations aren't going to be as meaty as they might now. It's a thing that you talk about, and that's why the Pirates can put out the statement that they want, and that's fine. The Pirates can say that Brian Reynolds is part of our team building strategy and all that stuff, and that sounds great. They could even make another run at Reynolds and say, hey, look, we understand you're unhappy. Let's try to work something out long term. And maybe they do that. I don't know. But I look at it as, from a leverage standpoint, they hold some leverage. It's a little bit lessened, but I would just, you know, you're sort of looked at like, well, you're going to deal this guy eventually. Like, it's going to be the big, you know, one of the bigger dominant storylines at the winter meetings, and they're probably best served to just do it now, whether they want to or not. I just, you know, as long as you can get a nice haul, I think we realize where we're at with this. Again, I would rather see Reynolds here long term, but given the context, given how this has gone down, it's probably the best exit strategy.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But Jason, does dealing Brian Reynolds now or sooner rather than later, does that kind of go against what a lot of Pirates fans are hoping is now we're flipping a switch that, okay, we're getting to the end of this rebuild? Does that go against it, saying that, okay, now we're going to go back and trade our best player right now or one of our biggest names and try to stock up on the prospects once again? Does that kick the can down the road for ultimately where Pirates fans that have, of course, been frustrated, where they want the team to be here sooner rather than later?
I actually don't think it does, Cal, or it shouldn't have to.
Sure.
You know, for the right deal, and this is why I think it's also important that this happen now, but for the right deal, they can get a player who could reasonably replicate what Brian Reynolds can do. You know, and I'm not talking about Phillip Evans or some, you know, ridiculousness that they feel like they can create this OPS out of thin air. Like, no, I mean, a legitimate baseball player needs to be playing 140-plus games in the outfield for the Pirates for them to even have a shot at this thing. But, I mean, he makes, what, 6.5, something like that. You have a whole bunch of trade capital you can work with. You get the right guy. You get a young guy with, you know, theoretically additional years, cheap years, arbitration, you know, that sort of stuff. You can get that guy, and you can get a couple minor league pieces, you know, because somebody like Reynolds benefits a team like the Yankees or the Red Sox or so many of these teams that like need one extra player and need that guy to come a little bit cheap. So, I mean, I guess that's a long-winded way of saying that I don't think it's impossible. It's just going to take the right trade where you can't say we're going to take a bunch of lower level prospects. The value in those in the return has to be in major league capable guys or at least one major league capable guy to play that position.
Joined by Jason Mackey here of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Jason, I know we can't really put this into, you know, a numerical sense, or we can't really see the impact of Brian Reynolds, but just how important is Brian Reynolds in that locker room, you know, in terms of his leadership, his example he sets? How valuable is that, and can you put a value on what he provides for a team that is still, albeit very young, outside of him, and a team that, you know, as they want to have this upward trajectory here over the next couple of years, how valuable is it to have a guy like Reynolds, and what value does he provide?
Yeah, I mean, it's a very nice value. I wouldn't say it's irreplaceable, but I'm coming from a place of thinking that probably none of that stuff is irreplaceable. Like, you know, you get guys that handle their business the right way, and younger players are going to be attracted to them. So if you get the right player, like Carlos Santana is somebody like that, right? Like, he doesn't play the same position. He's not from the same part of the world. But, like, people are going to look at how he prepares and be impressed by it. They did it with Jose Quintana, too. So, I mean, yes, Brian Reynolds provided consistency. You knew what you were getting from him effort-wise. You knew what you were getting from him production-wise, minus that weird 2 months at the beginning of the season. He was good defensively. He was great offensively. He was a legitimate star, an MVP candidate, you know, like, he got top 10 MVP votes, put it that way. And, yeah. I mean, the Pirates, they don't have many of those guys. Clearly, they don't have many established major leaguers that just require no maintenance. And that's a great thing about Reynolds. But I guess, and believe me, like, Reynolds is one of my favorite people in that clubhouse. So I'm not going to sit here and, like, trash him. But, I mean, they can get somebody else who's a legitimate, way above average major league outfielder. Like, there are other versions of him. So that's sort of what I hope they go and do.
Jason, before I let you run here and get back to your diligent work you're doing covering this story, you mentioned Carlos Santana there. I wanted to ask you about the additions of him, not only him, but also G-Man Choi as well. We haven't talked in a while. There hasn't been a ton of baseball talked on this station, of course, in the last couple of months with the season ending and Steelers and all that kind of stuff going on right now. So can you give me your quick assessment of those additions and how you think those guys impact the immediate plans for the Pirates here?
Yeah, no doubt. And I love the Santana sign. I absolutely love it. And I love it because of his temperament, the miles on his tires. And I mean that in a good way. I've heard from people that think he's washed up. I don't feel that way. I think there are some skills there, meaning like what pitches he swings at, how deep he works into counts, how much he walks that benefit them. And there's still power, as evidenced by exit velocity and hard hit percentage and all that junk. So anyway, I like it. I don't think it's a huge commitment, relatively speaking. I like how they've addressed first base so far with him and Choi. I think Choi can be a halfway decent player. I worry about him playing every day, but he doesn't have to play every day. If you're complimenting him with Santana and, you know, you can kind of play matchups a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm very encouraged by that. I hope we see some pitching, and now we have the Reynolds situation they need to rectify as well.
I like it. Jason Mackey of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. You can follow his coverage at thepostgazette.com. Breaking the news today that Brian Reynolds has requested a trade from the Pittsburgh Pirates. Jason, thank you as always. I'll talk to you soon, brother, okay?
All right, boss. Thanks so much, Kel. Take care.
All right, you too. Jason Mackey of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette providing some insight, some context on the Brian Reynolds situation. As I mentioned earlier, what my source is telling me, that those contract extension discussions have continued for some time with the Pirates and Reynolds camp. Offer made by the Pirates, Reynolds and his team wanting more years, wanting a significant, or not a significant, but a larger monetary value as well. The two sides not able to come to that agreement, so Reynolds camp ultimately deciding to request a trade from the Pittsburgh Pirates.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O, oh, O, oh, O, oh. Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.